You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Theater Leela is reemerging on the theater scene here in Madison, focusing on inventive new works and bringing plays to life in unexpected ways. The small professional theater started in New York City and transplanted to Dane County in 2014 and now have a home and an intimate new playing space at Art House 360, a historic and reconditioned schoolhouse in Verona. In the studio tonight is Jessica Lanius, and she is Theater Leela's artistic director and the director of a new show, Planets as Stars, that has run coming up at the Art House 360. And with her is the artist in residence at the Art House 360, Gina Cornejo. And Gina is a writer, performer, immersive storyteller, poet, and so much more. Jessica, Gina, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Thank you so much.
We're happy to be here.
Well, how does it feel to find a home here for Theater Leela at the Art House 360 coming from New York City?
It is probably my lifelong dream come true, honestly. We've been here since 2014, but always renting space in the different venues here in Madison.
Oh, okay.
And this has been like everything coming together to be one of the most beautiful things that I've ever been a part of. And so I feel incredibly grateful that this happened and that all of our incredible donors helped make it happen. But personally, I've been dreaming about having a place to create work for over 25 years, always sort of, you know, as a gig artist and a theater maker and a choreographer, you're always moving around, taking different jobs. And so to have literally have a home like the Art House,
yeah,
right, is pretty special. And to do it with three of my colleagues who I just adore and admire is just, I still am pinching myself. It doesn't feel real.
Well, Jessica, tell us about the Art House 360 facility. It's an old schoolhouse in Verona and it's been renovated, right?
Yeah. So it was built in 1917.
Wow.
It was the first graded schoolhouse, which I learned is that when you go from a one-room schoolhouse to more than one room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they had separate, you know, you had grades. So I was like, I always couldn't figure out why it was called the graded. So that's why.
Oh, wow.
And we think my grandfather actually went to school there, participated in classes there. So that's pretty cool, too.
Wow. Full circle.
Right. And it's, so it was also my son's school. It's a New Century School, was a charter, public charter school in Verona, very hands-on STEM-based, learning. And so, during COVID, I noticed that they had moved everything out of his old school. And I was like, what's going on there? What's happening with the building? And, you know, long story short, we talked to the city. We learned they were looking for a nonprofit to come into the space and keep the historic building in the community. And we just kept talking with the city. And eventually we are partners now. And we've renovated the entire space. It, you know, $1.9 million we raised.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks to some incredible people in this community and Dane County, Joe Parisi and WDC and the city of Verona stepped forward.
Tell us a bit about yourself and what you do at Art House 360.
Yeah, so I'm so excited that I get to talk about what I do there because I've been talking about building it. So now it's like, oh yeah, we're doing things there now. So, and this project is the very first project. We host classes. So I have been teaching classes since this summer, movement classes, acting classes. We even have yoga and Bali beat class because I have, it's a big open sort of dance studio, acting studio. And so this will be our first production. And so there's a sort of cool cafe lounge in the upstairs of the Art House, and we're transforming it into a very small theater, an intimate theater playing space. So we have two shows opening this season. The first is Planets as Stars, which opens next week on Friday. And then AJ Juarez and I are creating a dance theater piece that will go in the same space, very intimate, called A Love Letter.
Wow. This sounds like a great place, the Art House 360. Gina Cornejo, tell us about yourself, artist in residency, and your role at Theater Leela.
Yes, I am in the same realm with Jess, with wearing many hats and coming to Art House 360 through Theater Leela is just incredible, especially as an artist in residence, and something that resonated with what one of the things that Jess just said of like, I have a home, I have a place now that I can do the things I want to do. And when you finally find that place, you're like, okay, great. I'm going to unpack. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to hang my clothes up. So I feel like I get to do that with this residency, which is such a gift because we are usually on the move.
What does an artist in residency, you know, really mean?
For me, it means this is a place where I can sink in, get deeper with the craft that I do, that I like to do, and come into collaboration with many new people, with who is, especially here at Art House 360, there's so many talented people like in the building. And I just get a chance to focus in on what this one task is at this moment. And for this moment, Planets as Stars, the show, gets to be my sole focus. I get to just do art. I'm waking up every day so happy, elated to come into this new house in this new space and work with Jess and really dive deep. So I feel artists in residence options, they can feel a lot of different ways, and some don't really take you that deep, or maybe you didn't really jam with like the people who are running the program or who are hosting you. But with what I've gotten to experience with Theater Leela, Art House 360, and with Jess in particular, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what this should feel like.
You have a
everywhere
home.
Yes, it's amazing. It's such a gift.
Talk about the new show you have created together called Planet as Stars. It's running November 14th through November 22nd at the Art House 360.
Ooh, Planets as Stars. It is essentially at the nucleus of it, it is, these are autobiographical stories.
Okay.
Autobiographical stories from my life that cover the realms and the themes of my wedding day, my marriage, my divorce, my queer reclamation within that dating. So it kind of stems out to a lot of different topics and different places within the relationship universe and cosmos, and that ripple effect of what one choice, one word, one conversation, one moment or experience can do.
So these are stories.
Correct. Yes.
And they're poems.
Yeah. My autobiographical stories that I tend to write sometimes do come out as prose, and they can be more in that story nonfiction base. And or I like to break the rules, my rules. I like to meander down different paths when I want to, that I'm like, yeah, let's see what's there. And maybe I'll come back, or maybe I'll go that way and it leads me back around to what that particular theme or very important message or lesson or something within me needs to be said. So sometimes I take the long way. Sometimes I take a bullet train.
Well, now, Planets as Stars, it's going to be running November 14th through November 22nd, but there is a special pay day. It's Pay What You Wish is a matinee show. Where can we find tickets for this?
Yes, the Pay What You Wish, please come. Please come see theater. Please come see this type of devised theater at Art House 360 with Theater Leela. The website is probably the most efficient, effective way. We're posting on Instagram too, so we're always posting the link to the tickets where you can buy these tickets.
What's the website?
Theater Leela.
TheaterLeela.com.
And that's LILA, theater.
Yes.
And
yes.
Is theater spelled E-R or R-E?
R-E.
Great. Aha. Good question.
So theater, R-E-L-I-L-A, TheaterLeela.com.
Just ask ChatGPT. They'll lead you there.
Gina.
Yeah.
I hear you have a snippet for us of the show. Can you read that for us?
Yes, definitely.
Give us a little context.
Okay, sure. So this is a brand new piece. I think I wrote this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, okay. And it's in the show. So it is something that I'm excited to see how it feels for myself on stage, which is part of this process too with Planet as Stars. Everything we want to feel fresh in these experiences and these notions of what we're going through together within myself and my own head and processing, and with the audience as well in this moment with us. So this is a brand new story. New, sometimes I say like, it's new inside my mouth. I'm still like, what am I really saying? Where am I really feeling the intentionality of where I want this story to go and where I need it to land? Mm-hmm. So far, a working title, I guess, for this piece in particular is called My Parade. And I'll just do this first little chunk of it. And it does lead us down more of a direct path of a soft coming out to my sister that I am queer, that I'm dating mm-hmm. this person, this woman, and her reaction to it. She does not know yet, my sister doesn't know yet that this is in the story, but I don't say her name. We protect the people okay. sometimes if they are worth protecting. So I'll just do that first little snippet.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. I don't know what I thought she would think. If I knew what I thought she might think I would have thought twice. I would have thought thrice, actually, because it's my sister. If I am, say, Gonzo, the eccentric chicken-obsessed Muppet, she is not that. If I am a tipsy, Mad Hatter mouth variety of multilingual karaoke at 2 a.m. in the bowels of Paris with my Peruvian primas, she is, again, not that. Or she is Epcot Center. Or more specifically, she is an 11:30 a.m. patron at the French restaurant at Epcot Center. Or actually, she's that one mom at the French restaurant at Epcot Center sending her hamburger back to the chef de cuisine for a second time while actively and openly scripting a scathing review, a review that would make Mickey crap his trousers. Wait, Mickey is at Epcot, right? I don't know. I don't know these things. She knows. She knows these things. My sister does, which is why I don't know what I thought she might think. Because if I knew what I thought she might think I would have thought thrice.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, cool. It sounds fun. You got to see her hands really to really feel
very
it, right?
Expressive, full body.
Well, you
full
can,
body exercise.
Well, you can see that at the Art House November 14th through November 22nd. It's Planets as Stars. Jessica, Gina, thank you so much for coming to the studio to chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it. And the website, theater spelled R-E, Lila, Lila.com is where we get a hold of you and find tickets. And thank you very much for coming in tonight. This was really awesome.
Yay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.